Good Chodesh Aleph Kislev Siman Chaf. We're going from Halacha Aleph to Halacha Zayin. Sif Aleph. The first halacha is that the Shliach Tzibul steps back after he finishes his own silent Shmonesa and he waits Hiluch Dal Damas, which we said is 2 to 3 seconds. And then he goes back, steps forward, and he says quietly, Hashem Sosai Tiftach, by the Sfadim, they say it out loud. Mishavua actually points out that the Shliach Tzibul should wait till the rabbi of the congregation finishes, but of course, if the rabbi doesn't want him to, then he shouldn't. And Mishavu also points out that it's kedai to wait for at least someone that's davening the normal pace of saying things properly. So this way, they make sure that you have the kahal is going to be able not just to answer, because that we'll see in a moment how we need, but also to be able to say kedusha. A person should be, when it comes to Shliach Tzibul, when he's listening to Chazal Sashat, should be quiet and listen carefully to each word, to say Baruch Hu V'Shmon, to say Amen properly. Even to learn, the Kitzel says, one is not allowed to do. And the Mishnah already, the Shulchan Aruch already points out all the serious, I would call it, major concerns and warnings that we have for someone that's just schmoozing doing Chazal Sashat. So of course it should be done with tremendous love, but it's something really important to be able to get across. Probably one of the great challenges. In any case, there are those that are maker when it comes to Ian, someone that's examining, that's learning quietly, but that's only if there's 9 other people that are able to answer. Because as the Kitzel points out, when it comes to Chazal Sashas, we have to be much more careful that we have 9 people that are Shemim and Oinim. Someone that has an easy time to stand and be able to, as if he's davening again, either with his eyes closed or following in the Siddur, it's something very precious. You see that there's an element of davening again with Chazal Sashat. It's fascinating. Some have a minute to take off after Kedusha, during Chazal Sashat, the Tefillin of Rashi, in order to put the Ben Otam, and the Kitzur says that that's no good. Shaloi Kedin. The Shevet Eli points out that on a day like Rosh Chodesh, there's what to be, there you could be Meiko. But generally speaking, you have to find another time to put on Rabbeinu Tam's. Chazora Sashat needs 9, like we just said, that are listening and answering, so this way the brachas are not levatola. There's a very interesting Morgan of one, the Piskachuvas points out, based on the Ma'aril and the Mishabura, who says that 6 is enough when there's a Shasat Chak, and I think it's certainly someone that to rely on the Chatchila, unless a really dire situation. When the Shliach Tzibul is davening, he should wait to majority of the answerers, meaning the listeners, answering Amen. If there's one guy that's elongating his Amen, it doesn't have to listen. If a person, if the Shliach Tzibul quickly gets to the next bracha, really he has the punishment of Bittul answering Amen. Kedusha, when we get to Kedusha, we should put our legs, feet together like Malachim. The Ikar point is, the place is when it comes to Kadosh, Baruch, and Yimloch, where a person actually is supposed to lift his feet. This is both down by the Ol Etzion, and even preferably all the way to Akela Kadosh. So as we pointed out, the Kitzur says, Kadosh, Baruch, and Yimloch, you lift your heels. I remember seeing from Namsek's and Mishnah Berurah that says you go higher and higher on each one of the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Many, and I think majority of Poskim, don't say not to lift your feet when it comes to Yimlich. The minig is to raise your eyes to the heavens, and it's good they should be closed. However, the Mishnah Berurah actually comes out that they should be opened. There's a special connection, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, that takes place during this moment of Kedusha. When a person gets to, when the Shliach Tzibul gets to Moedim, so everyone bows down and they say, Moedim D'Rabbanan. The Shliach Tzibul says his own Moedim, and everyone else in the congregation says, Moedim D'Rabbanan. The entire Moedim D'Rabbanan B'shtachavai with bowing. Some only bow down to the word Hashem. There's different custom, the Mekubam and the Vilna Gaon, and I think that's a Minagom, is just bow down a little bit in the beginning. When it comes to someone that's davening Shmoneh and he hears the Shliach Tzibul got to Moedim, so if he's in the middle of a bracha, he should bow down together with everyone, so it looks like he's not denying what everyone is bowing down to. If a person's in the beginning of the bracha, the end, he should not bow down, because not allowed to add to places that, meaning to the brachas of bowing down. Amazing that this is such a serious halacha, it negates the idea of bowing down and recognizing Moedim. Shliach Tzibul before Sim Shalom. So when we're talking about there's no kahanim that are actually doing duchening, so he says, Elokeinu Elokei v'seinu b'achinu. And if he didn't say it, as long as he didn't get to Hashem, he should go back. The bialach is mistapik by that, but that's what the Kafachayim paskins. When he says Ishmaecha, so the congregation should say Keni Rotza, not Amen. Some actually answer Amen, and that's where the Siddur and the Balatanya writes. And some actually distinguish between if the Shliach Tzibur was a Kohen or not. Very interesting. Also, Chunek and Risham also we say Keni Rotza. We don't say Elokein we have seen by Mincha, unless it's a tiny Tzibur, which is when we say Sim Shalom, and then you say Elokein we have seen. And it has to be Taniyos Kvui, meaning set fast, Medivei Kabbalah. We don't say Elokeinu v'Seinu in Beis Avel, and not on Tisha B'Av Shachis, but the Sfadim do, and I think it's also Minig Yerushalayim. After the Shliach Tzibur finished Ronesle, he should say you the Rotzen quietly, and the Sfadim say it out loud. You do not step back 3 steps, because you rely on the 3 steps, you can step back by the Kaddish Shalom.